Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Echo Chamber Approach. A rewind moment rebuild for drum and bass. Today we're making that dark, sucked backward transition you hear right before a drop, a switch up, or a bass answer. The idea is simple, but the effect can be massive. We take one short sound, give it echo, shape it with filtering, and turn it into a moment that feels like the track is being pulled back through space before the next section slams in. Indeed, NB, this is gold, because momentum matters. You want tension, contrast, and a clean sense of movement from one phrase to the next. A rewind moment gives the listener that little wait, what's happening, feeling without killing the energy. In fact, when you do it right, it makes the next drop hit even harder. For this lesson, keep it beginner-friendly. We're using Ableton stock tools only, and we're thinking like samplers, not just like effect users. So let's build a short echo chamber transition that you can reuse in rollers, jungle, neuro, and darker halftime styles too. First, choose your source sound. Pick something short and punchy, ideally under 1 second. A vocal stab is great. A snare hit is great. A riff shot, break slice, synth stab, bass note, or reese hit can also work. The key is impact. You want a sound that can survive processing and still read clearly after it's echoed and filtered. If you're just starting out, I'd recommend a snare hit or a vocal word. Those usually give the strongest rewind feel, because the transient has something sharp for the echo to grab onto. Put the sample on an audio track, trim it so it starts cleanly, and warp it if needed so it sits in time. Now let's build the effect chain. The easiest beginner move is to put everything directly on the sample track, so you can hear the whole process in one place. Add echo first, then auto filter, then reverb or hybrid reverb, and finish with utility. Start simple. Set echo to a tempo lock time like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Keep feedback somewhere around 35 to 60%. Dry/wet can live around 20 to 40% to start. If echo's filter is available in your setup, low pass at around 2 to 6 kHz so the repeats stay dark and focused. Then use auto filter after that to shape the tone even more. A little reverb can help create that chamber feel, and utility is there to manage width and level. The big thing here is not to leave the echo on all the time. This should feel like a moment, not a permanent wash. In arrangement view, automate the effect so it only appears at the end of a phrase. That's the money move. A really classic DNB trick is to hit a sample on the last beat of bar 8, then throw the echo hard for a moment. So maybe bars 1 through 7 are full drums and bass, then on bar 8, beat 4, your sample lands and the echo blooms. You can automate dry/wet up from 0 to around 30 to 50%, and briefly push feedback up to 50 to 75%, then pull it back down before the new section lands. That keeps the groove tight and intentional. Now let's make it feel more like a rewind chamber instead of just a delay. Use filtering to make the sound feel like it's traveling away from the listener. Start with the filter open around 2 to 8 Hz, then slowly close it down toward 200 to 800 Hz. If you want a little more hollow character, add a touch of resonance. Not too much, just enough to make the tail feel alive. This is where the emotional trick happens. The sound starts clear, then it narrows, darkens, and feels like it's disappearing into a tunnel. That contrast is what makes the next downbeat feel so powerful when it comes back in clean. If you want to push the rewind vibe even further, rebuild part of it as a reverse clip. Duplicate your source sample, reverse it in clip view, and place it right before the drop or switch up. Keep it short, maybe the quarter beat to one bar at most. Fade it in so it doesn't click, and warp it if needed so it lands on the grid. A reversed snare into a drop is a classic move. A reversed vocal into a bass restart works really well too. You can even reverse a break slice for a more jungle-flavored pullback effect. The point is to make it feel like the groove is being dragged backward for a second before it snaps forward again. Next, think about the drums underneath. A rewind moment sounds more like DNB when the rhythm still has a pulse under it. You don't need a full fill, just a little support. Add a ghost snare, a chopped kick, a hat pickup, or a tiny break tail under the last half bar. Keep it subtle. It should support the transition, not fight it. If you want a bit more movement, you can use simpler for one-shot slices or drum rack for fast triggering. Beat repeat can also work, but use it lightly. The goal is to keep the energy alive while the chamber effect does the heavy lifting. Once the transition sounds good, resample it. This is a really useful beginner habit. Bounce the moment to a new audio track so you can treat it like a sample. That makes it easier to trim, reverse, chop, and layer later. It also locks in your processing, so you can focus on the arrangement instead of constantly tweaking devices. After resampling, cut the clip tightly, fade the ends, and line it up with the grid. You can even duplicate a tiny portion for stutter effect if you want a more edited, modern DNB feel. This is where the sampling mindset really kicks in. You're not just adding FX anymore. You're building a new compositional moment. Now make sure the low end stays clean. This is huge. The rewind effect should live mostly in the mid and high range. Use EQA to high pass the transition layer around 150 to 250 HC and narrow the stereo field with utility if things get too wide. If the tail gets harsh, cut a little around 3 to 5 kHz. Keep sub-bass completely out of the transition layer, so the drop can own the bottom end. The reason this matters is simple. When the first downbeat of the new section lands, you want it to feel huge and uncluttered. Leave the first beat clean if you can. That's often what makes the rewind moment feel so strong. Short beats long. In fast music like DNB, concise usually wins. Here's a simple arrangement idea you can copy. Let bars 1 through 8 run as your main groove. On bar 8, beat 3, start the sample throw. On beat 4, bring in the reverse tail. In the last half beat, close the filter and dip the level. Then on bar 9, beat 1, let the full drop come back in. Clean, focused, and very DJ-friendly. If your track is more of a roller or darker, longer-form DNB idea, you can stretch this over a 16-bar phrase. Let the last two bars thin out. Then use the rewind moment right at the end to mark the section change. The important part is that the transition feels like it belongs to the phrase, not like a random effect pasted on top. Once you have a version you like, save it as a reusable rack, group echo, auto filter, reverb, and utility into an audio effect rack. Then map the main controls to macros. Great macro choices are echo amount, feedback, filter cutoff, reverb amount, width, and output level. Save that rack as a preset so you can pull it up fast in future tracks. A couple of quick coach notes before we wrap up. Think in phrases, not in effects. Ask yourself, what is ending here, and what is starting next? Pick one hero sound instead of stacking too many. And always leave the first downbeat clean if possible, because that's what gives the drop real impact. If you want to get more advanced later, try a double throw echo with two short bursts instead of one, or add a slight pitch drop on the repeated tail. You can also combine a stutter with a reverse fragment for a more tunnel-like feel. Those are great next steps once the basic version feels comfortable. For now, keep it simple, tight, and musical. One strong source sample, one clear echo throw, one filtered tail, maybe one reverse clip, and a clean landing into the next section. That's the echo chamber approach. To practice, build one rewind moment in 10 to 20 minutes. Choose a short sample, add echo, auto filter, and utility. Automate the effect at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Add a reverse version before the next downbeat. High pass the transition layer. Put a ghost snare underneath. Then resample the result and trim it tightly. After that, listen in context with drums and bass and adjust until the drop feels stronger. That's the goal here. Not just a cool effect, but a section change that feels deliberate, gritty, and ready for a real DNB arrangement. All right, go build your chamber. Pull the groove backward, and let that next drop hit with extra weight.